I'd like to call on the first speaker now, and that is Konstantin Krasovsky from Ukraine, who is going to talk about do workplace smoking regulation influence smoking behavior, an example from Ukraine.
Yes. Thank you, Chairman. First, I wish to say that the main author of this research, my colleague Tatiana Andreeva, is not able to come, so I have to present our joint research instead of her. And in Ukraine, workplace regulations were very weak. Only in the year 2005 the tobacco control legislation was adopted, and it was no enforcement mechanism until October 2005. So on both places we had declarative legislation restriction on smoking, no other smoking, but we have natural diversity of regulation due to management decision. So it's not governmental intervention, it's management intervention. And as to households, we also have natural diversity of regulation due to family decision and tradition. And as Ukraine was no legislative regulation of smoking in workplace, it was time for natural heterogeneity of smoking on workplace. So the objective was to estimate possible impact of workplace smoking restriction on initiation and stopping smoking and on level of tobacco consumption. And data was taken from a national representative survey conducted in Ukraine in June 2005. We had more than 2,200 respondents. And initiation of smoking was studied among people who reported to be non-smokers 10 years before the survey. So, and the association between policy and number of cigarettes used was estimated by the linear regression. Of course, our studies have limitations. Because in a cross-sectional study, when smoking status is considered in association with workplace smoking regulation, we do not know whether policies include the smoking status or people simply choose those workplaces which more similar to their habits. So non-smokers prefer to be hired in places by no smoking policy, and smokers prefer places where which had no regulation on smoking. So to overcome this, we consider not just smoking status, but recent changes, recent smoking initiation, and recent quitting. So what we had this workplace smoking restriction. As a regulation, it was four types of regulation. Oh, sorry.
There's another pointer here.
It's smoking. No? Okay. So, smoking was totally banned, there were no smokers. Second, smoking is restricted to particular places and premises, and in places where non-smokers have no necessity to come, just special places for smoking. Third, places allocated for smoker also used by non-smokers. And for example, it could be toilets. And fourth, no restriction at all. And we see that in third type of places, it increased of proportion, the current smokers is lower, non-smokers higher, and ex-smokers in the middle. And on the fourth, where it's no restriction, we have that question situation. The highest proportion of current smokers, non-smokers is minimum, and ex-smokers in the middle. As to other categories, it's actually no changes. The same proportion of all types of smokers, or non-smokers in these places. So, and respondents were less likely current smokers if they were placed smokers were totally forbidden or restricted to isolated premises. So for current smokers, isolating to premises which can be used, which have to be used on smokers has no effect. But for new smokers, smoke initiation, becoming a new smoker was less likely than if smoking was forbidden. Smoking was restricted to isolated practices or even any practice. So for smoking initiation, the best option, or to prevent smoking initiation, is the best option to forbid smoking, but any restrictions of smoking in both places was to prevent smoking initiation. As to quitting smoking, there was significantly more ex-smokers among those who reported banned smoking in their workplace. But for partial restriction, were associated with some way to larger chances to smoke, but they were not significant. So, while for smoking initiation prevention, any restriction of smoking works. But for encouraging quitting, only total ban smoking at the workplace is effective. As the number of cigarettes smoked per day, this number was smaller in those who reported workplace smoking restriction. If smoking was banned, the number of cigarettes per day was 3 cigarettes less. And if smoking was restricted to isolated premises, it was also less. 2.4. As to smoking restriction to some places which have to be visited with non-smokers, it has no effect. So, conclusion that total smoking ban, smoking restricted to isolated premises, do not only protect from second-hand smoke, but is likely also to reduce cigarette consumption and smoking pressure. So we have one more argument for strict workplace regulation and its proper enforcement. Thank you.
Thank you very much. This was very quick, and we do have a few questions. First of all, I know that the Ukrainian population is about 55 million people.
46.
But is that quite a lot of people? And you had a sample here of 1,329, as far as I saw in your slide. That was the non-smokers. Is that because the smoking prevalence is over 90%, or?
Smoking prevalence among adults, is, including occasional smokers, is about 41%.
And how long has it been that low?
Excuse me?
How long has it been that low? What was it 10 years before? You have not...
Nobody knows. Because the first national representative survey in Ukraine we had in the year 2000. And in 2000 years, smoking prevalence in Ukraine was increased, unfortunately. And you can read paper in tobacco control in June this year about this about smoking prevalence in Ukraine.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from the floor? No. Do you know how many workplaces that are smoke-free, where, since it's a management problem and not a governmental problem?
It's difficult to say, but after adoption of legislation, it's clear trend to increase the number of this, because by law, all workplaces should be smoke-free. The enforcement is very poor, but mainly due to management decisions, we know that it's more. But unfortunately, no theories about this, and we cannot say exactly, but it's a real trend to this number of trends is increasing, even if it's some funds that people coming from Moscow and coming to our, oh, you have no smoking section in your cafe, you don't have it anymore at all. For Ireland, it would be ridiculous to have no smoking and non-smoking section. But for Ukraine, it's progress, and we still consider it also workplace. So we have some progress, and to encourage our government to enforce legislation, to make it more stronger. This is just so that it's no protection from second-hand smoke. We also can help people do not start smoking and quit smoking by smoking regulation.
So this study will be used by you to get the law enforced that smoking will be banned in all workplaces.
I look forward to visit Ukraine again.
Yes, I hope so.
Oh, there's a question.
But you didn't get off the book.
Hi, my name is Anke Schäfer. I'm working at the University of Konstanz in Germany, and I have a question. Do you have employers, examples in the Ukraine, bigger employers who have a non-smoking policy? For example, they're in the hospitality sector. You know, there are some American fast food restaurants who implement in many countries, also in Germany, that are doing these, or other examples where it is already working, which could serve as a good example for others and used by NGOs also for lobbying. This is nothing.
Yes, we have some. For example, we have one network of restaurants who encourage non-smoking session as a franchisee. And we also have called, for example, when we had quit line, it was called that my chief promised to pay me $50 if I quit. So it was called in many places we have. But it's not so strong. As for American fast food, I can say that in McDonald's, our door is special ashtray with McDonald's logo. So they actually encourage smoking outdoor in McDonald's.
And second question, you presented yesterday an interesting stage model to assess on which level certain kind of measurement a country is already in tobacco control policy. So on what level you would assess this workplace smoking ban? Is it still very on the beginning, or I mean on the stage?
According to our model, brain currently between the contemplation and action. So it was good understanding, and as I can say that our population is better than our government tobacco control policy. The public attitude is better than the government policy on this issue.
Thank you very much. That fits well with the German